WSIP with your hosts, David Bowling and Jim O'Brien. Bluegrass in the Highlands could be heard each Sunday from 2 o'clock to 3 o'clock p.m. featuring the best of bluegrass and bluegrass gospel music. Now, here's Pastor Jerry Scott of Highland Church of Christ with Something to Think About.
Several years ago, the inmates in a maximum security prison decided to act out the Christmas story for the other prisoners. Because none of the props could be brought in, all the costumes had to be made from what they could find inside the prison. A mop was used for Mary's hair. A ski mask with cotton balls glued on a sock was used as sheep. A cardboard box became the manger. Everything was falling into place except for one problem. They needed a baby Jesus. They couldn't use a baby doll because nothing could be brought in. Someone suggested that Mary could just hold a blanket with nothing inside. Everyone said that wouldn't do. They were running out of ideas. On the day of the performance, the prison chaplain came running to the group of actors and said, "I think I found something that you can use for the baby Jesus." Now the play could go on. The Christmas story was portrayed beautifully, and the inmates were enjoying the performance. They came to the scene where the prisoner, with the mop on his head, you know, he was playing the part of Mary, was about to reveal her baby, the Christ child. Mary picked up a blanket from the manger, the cardboard box, and carefully unwrapped it. Inside the blanket was not a doll, but a cross. A cross that had been hanging in the chaplain's office. A cross in the manger. What a perfect example of why Jesus came to earth. Jesus, born to die. What an incredible thought. He left heaven and took on a human body so that we could become like him. He bore on the cross our sins. He was physically born over 2,000 years ago, but he wants to be spiritually born in your heart today. And that, my friends, is the complete Christmas. Think about it.
Welcome to Bluegrass in the Highlands on this, what is it, June out there, Jim?
But it don't feel a thing like December does.
The weather's fantastic.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Well, you've not been here in 2 weeks. You've been hunting deer.
I've been a hunting, and I've quit for the year.
Quit for the year. Didn't do no good.
I didn't, but my son-in-law got two in the freezer, so I'll just eat off of his.
And then last week, we was off for Christmas, Thanksgiving.
Yeah, and Christmas in the Highlands.
Yeah, Jim, that went really
that
good.
That went great, Dave. And we want to thank everybody that had anything at all to do with it.
Anybody that was there had something to do with
they
it.
They sure did.
And what a blessing that is.
Amen.
You
that
know,
is
God's
sure.
in control. You know, we've got all these policies in the world and laws, but God's in control of all of it.
He knows what's going on.
He
when we
knows
don't,
what's
he does.
That's exactly right. Well, Jim, while you was gone,
how'd it go?
We started our ham giveaway.
Oh, my goodness.
And we had
Mary. How big a ham we giving away?
I don't know. Mary Blanton called in and sang her Christmas song. Bonnie Atkins and Christy Roberts and Barbara Henson and Caitlin Newsom called in when my daughter was here. So what we're doing is, next week, we're giving the ham away.
We're giving
Christmas.
It away.
Now, if you want me and Jim and Linda to come help you eat it, we'll be glad to do that.
Absolutely. We wouldn't turn that down at all.
So if they invite us, we'll have to get a pretty
we
big ham.
We have to get a good ham.
We're
big eaters.
That's right. But anyway, anytime you hear music play today, if you want to call in and get on the air and sing your favorite Christmas carol, we'll listen to you.
Absolutely.
And we'll give you a chance to win a ham next Sunday.
And we'll not hang up on you. We'll listen to you.
We'll listen. All the way through.
All the way.
Just one little verse. Yep. But it is only an hour show.
That's true.
But we've got a great show lined up for you. A lot of stuff to give away today.
It's Christmas time.
It's Christmas time. It's a giving time.
It is, and let's enjoy it because it'll be gone before we know
it. If it hurts, Jim.
Oh, man, it's hurting just talking about it.
Here's a wonderful lady from Nashville, Tennessee. Her name is Donna Ulysses. And here's a great Christmas song by Donna.
haven't eaten yet. I have silver coin to offer if you would give us lodging. I'll gladly pay for rest. Is there room here in this place? Is there room? Can we stay here? Sir, I see your woman's burden underneath her garment. But brother, there's no bed. You see, they're sleeping across my hearth floor. They're laying on my benches. There is no space left. There is no room here in this place. There is no room. You cannot stay here. Yonder is a stable where the beast will keep you warm. You can lay your blankets down. Innkeeper, my wife Mary carries part of heaven. Please don't turn us away. Good sir, I am certain that you and she are worthy. But my patrons have all paid, and there is no room here in this place. There is no room. You cannot stay here. There is no
Donnie Ulysses.
But that's a great song, Dave.
Oh, man, she's good. She's a great songwriter, Jim. She really is.
You know, it is that time of year that when you hear a Christmas song, a lot of times, I know for myself, it takes me back to when I was growing up, my mom and dad, and when Christmas was a big, big thing. Yeah. But so, Christmas was once a year back then.
It's exciting time of year for Christmas.
Absolutely.
Now, you know, you want to get everybody excited about Christmas, so we're about to get Jim's wife excited. Jim told us off the air he's going to spend right at $1,000 on his wife. Didn't he?
Oh, you spoiled my surprise, Dave. Well, how much are you going to spend on Nikki?
Huh?
Since you know how much. Are you going to spend an equal amount on her?
No.
Now, you have to.
I just beat you to the
You
punch.
Sure did, and I'm in trouble now.
Huh?
I said, I'm in trouble. I'll have to go out and find something.
No, your wife, how long have you been married? Oh, there's another trick question.
Yeah, give me a minute.
Your wife knows you better than that. I'll tell you what I'm going to get my wife for Christmas. I'll just say it on the air.
A weed eater.
I'm going to get her a McCoy's gift certificate. Because I got a tree in my backyard.
From James and Donna. But I may do that for Teresa. Hey.
McCoy's Tree Service, located in Ines, Kentucky, in front of 395-0473. We're talking about James and Donna. What great people
great
they
people.
Are.
And right now, the weather is nice as it is. If you've got anything that needs to cut out, right now is time to do it.
Yeah. James is a great pointer these days.
He sure
is. To be.
Absolutely.
And he's got a great crew out there, though. He really, really does. So don't forget McCoy's Tree Service. You can phone them. Did I give that number out? 395-0473. Over 40 years in the tree trimming, tree topping, tree trimming business. And, Jim,
they've got the equipment. Go ahead.
It looks better than when you got there.
It does, because he's got the equipment to do it with.
Exactly. If you got those fall leaves laying around, too, he can get you cleaned up there.
He can.
Clean out those flower beds, the whole nine yards.
Gutters, anything.
Yes, sir. Call him, James McCoy, at McCoy's Tree Service. We're going to play some Bobby Maynard music. Now call in 7890318 when this is playing, and we'll put you live on the electric radio and let you sing your favorite Christmas
That's
song
right.
for
and
a chance to win a ham next Sunday.
To win a ham and call your neighbors and they can listen at you before we call
you know,
in.
You can't hurt ham.
You cannot.
Call us at 7890318 if you want to enter the contest. And here's Bobby Maynard singing some, playing and picking and singing some Christmas songs. Bobby Maynard playing some Christmas medley music.
Absolutely.
I don't have anything in my headset, Linda Lou. Well, I knew that Christmas music would put him in the mood, Jim.
Absolutely.
There you go, Linda.
We've got one that's come in here and wanting to sing on there.
Uh-oh. Well, we've got one on the phone. Turn me up a little bit more. There you go. Keep it going. There you go. We got Janet Hill on the phone. Janet, can you hear me? Janet can't hear me, Linda. I don't have no contact with Janet. Hang in there, Janet. There you go. Can you hear me now, Janet? Do we have Janet? We don't have Janet. I sounded better. Janet, are you there? We're having
here.
There you are, Janet. Where are you from, Janet?
Inez, Kentucky.
Oh, they grow them good over there now.
They're good singers from over there.
Good singers from Inez. What are you going to sing for us this morning?
Away in a Manger.
All right. Now, you make sure you're listening next Sunday. If we announce your name, you've got 10 minutes to call in to win that ham. So just let her go.
Away in a manger, no crib for a bed. The little Lord Jesus lay down his sweet head. Therefore, the Lord looked down where he lay. The little Lord Jesus asleep on the hay.
Hey, hey. What do you think about that, Jim?
I thought that was really great.
That's going to be hard to clean after right there.
That's going to be hard to beat.
Janet, thank you, honey. That was really good.
Okay,
be
thank you.
Be listening next week.
All right, bye-bye.
That was Janet Hill from Inez, Kentucky. Boy, boy, she can sing, Jim.
She sure can, buddy.
Anytime you hear music today, if you want to call in and sing your favorite Christmas carol at 7890318, we'll put you live on the electric radio. But right now, I'm feeling pretty generous, Jim.
What are we giving away?
We're going to give away a Highland Bluegrass Quartet Christmas CD. And if you don't win this thing today, you can call 7890, what's the church number? You know, it's a busy time of year.
That's for sure.
I think it's 6433. Let me double check that, though. Know what I'm talking about.
Got too much going on.
Too much going on this time of year. 7896433. You can call the church Monday through Friday and talk to Jess, and she'll hook you up. We only $12, Jim, or two for $20.
That's a real deal. That'd make a good stuff, brother. That's what I was going to say.
But you be the 10th caller at 7890318. And we'll put this in your hands. Here's a Highland Bluegrass Quartet singing Christmas in the Mountains. Here we go.
Mountains and the meadows are covered up with snow. Home fires are burning bright, winds of winter blow. Christmas bells are ringing, the lights are on the tree. It's Christmas in the mountains, that's where I want to be. Oh, see the Christmas colors, there's silver and there's gold. Oh, see the starlight glisten upon the falling snow. Families all together, singing around the tree. It's Christmas in the mountains, this is the place to be. The window, there's wood upon the fire. Clock is striking midnight, this is the Christmas hour. Children are asleep, the gifts are neath the tree. It's Christmas in the mountains, this is where I want to be. Oh, see the Christmas colors, there's silver and there's gold. Oh, see the starlight glisten upon the falling snow. The families all together singing round the tree. It's Christmas in the mountains, this is the place to be. See the starlight glisten upon the falling snow. Families all together singing round the tree. It's Christmas in the mountains, this is the place to be. It's Christmas in the mountains, this is the place to be.
What about that, Jimbo?
That is great. And we got a winner.
Yeah. Eddie Ratliff.
Eddie Ratliff. Want him a good CD.
Did he mention where he was from, Linda?
No.
Well, congratulations, Eddie.
Eddie, that's right. Just hey, stop in and he'll be here waiting on you.
I forgot. We got a very special guest next week. Santa Claus is going to be here. Oh, man.
Santa Claus and...
I called him up there, Dale. I said, big man? He said, well, you called me big man. You're the big man. I said, well, Mr. Claus? He said, that's better. I said, every year for 32 years, you've come in and guest on my show the week before Christmas. Can you come this year? And he said, you doggone right, I can.
Well, great.
So Sandy will be here next week. Wallace can't wait out at Conley Tire.
He's wanting Santa Claus to come in.
He's chomping at the bits.
I was out there yesterday seeing them. They was busy. I mean, they was real busy.
Has Wallace put on his hat yet, his Christmas hat?
He didn't have it on yesterday.
Any sign or smell of a donut out there?
I didn't see one. No worse.
He's got
I seen an empty box sitting over there. And I
saw what?
An empty donut box.
Uh-huh.
I don't know if they just had it there just to kind of entice people to try to find them or what.
Well, we're going to have to get him a checkerboard, him a Christmas, mm-hmm. Christmas. They're wearing me out
Christmas
about that.
Gift.
Because he ain't going to get one, no tightie bow, I'm telling you. But, you know, if you need tires of any type, believe it or not, as pretty as the weather is, it's going to get bad, Jim.
It is going to get bad. They're giving some little rough weather towards the end of the week.
That's right. You need to go see our friends at Conley Tire on the Paintsville Lake Road. Everybody knows where they're at. They're at 297-2424. Jim, they got Michelin, Mastercraft, Dunlop, BF Goodrich, Cooper, Uniroyal, General, Firestone, Bridgestone, and that's just to mention a few.
Absolutely.
And you got any kind of budget, Chris can make it. And what I like about Chris, you go in there and say, Chris, I need a low-budget tire. I'm broke. It's Christmas. He'll hook you up.
He can fix you up.
Or you can go in there and you say, Chris, I want the best tire you can find, but I'm broke. He'll get you financed.
Absolutely.
You know, anything you need out there. Home of the $25 oil change, synthetic oil. You can't beat that either.
Front end alignment.
Latest equipment.
Absolutely, Dave.
I thought I heard, was Chris humming any Christmas songs?
I don't know. Like I said, they had busy when I stopped in.
I think he's out there. You know, I think I caught Wallace hiding gifts in one of them tires up there.
that may be if you buy the right car out there, you get a gift.
Well, I think Chris was snooping around trying to find it.
Okay.
And you need to tell Chris if he's out there snooping around,
yep.
Get back to work, service these people.
Santa Claus is watching you.
Now, when I go out there and I stop in and get that 3-day stay-up cup of coffee, because if you drink coffee out there, you're going to be up about 3 days. But I tell the folks in the lobby, are they taking care of you? You let me know if they don't.
Absolutely.
But nobody's ever told me they're
They've
not
never
being
complained.
Taken care of. Good interstate batteries, Jim.
Yep.
They got the best out there.
Yeah,
Tire. Located right across the street from our good friend Phil Seaton Hardware. Conley Tire, 297-2424. And Wallace will treat you so many ways. One of them's bound to be.
Has to be the right way.
Now, if he's asleep, just poke him a little bit.
Jab him.
You know, was he overwhelmed with all the business?
He appeared to be.
Was he flabbergasted?
He was flabbergasted, and then I got to look, and then he was gone, and Chris was running the show.
He was.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
He might
goodness.
Have went and got some more donuts.
He back there probably looking to see what Chris got him.
Well, now, that's true, too. Never thought about that one.
And, you know, I noticed the Liar's Bench gone from down there.
Well, I think they're going to upsize it.
Yeah.
Compared to downsizing.
Jim, do our church announcements real quick.
Let's see, Dave. We've got some birthdays this week coming up. The 13th, Cassandra Stratton.
Yeah.
16th, old buddy Lee Weddington.
Yeah, Lee.
Lee's got a birthday coming up.
We're going to tie on the feed sack with him on Wednesday.
Absolutely. And the 18th is Jerry Castle, Brandon Laney, and Beth Martin. And we've got some anniversaries.
You know Brad married up, don't you?
Brad, he did.
Just in case you're listening, Brad.
Brad, if yeah.
He wooed her with that Mustang is what he does.
There's some anniversaries, Tom and Debbie Robinson. On the 13th and the 17th is Brian and Libby Officer.
Brian and Libby?
Yeah, got an anniversary coming up.
Aren't they great people?
Absolutely.
That Avery Ray and them kids or something else, ain't they?
Yep, and they're big bow hunting, bow shooters.
We better talk nice. They're right across the street.
I know.
Abby will shoot us in the high knee with a bow and arrow, won't she?
Yeah.
Oh,
we think
my goodness.
What is that? The love bug got you.
Yeah. Here's a good buddy of mine, again, from Nashville, Tennessee, with a great gospel CD right here. I haven't played it in a while, but this is a great CD. This is Larry Stevenson Band.
This hour, are you washed in the blood of the Lamb?
Are you washed in the blood?
In the blood, in the soul cleansing blood of the Lamb.
Are your garments spotless? Are they white as snow? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb?
Daily by the Savior's side, are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Do you rest each moment in the crucified? Are you washed?
washed in the blood.
In the blood, in the soul cleansing blood of the Lamb. Are your garments spotless? Are they white as snow? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb?
Stained with sin and be washed in the blood of the Lamb. There's a fountain flowing for the souls unclean. Oh, be washed in the blood of the Lamb.
Are you washed in the blood?
In the blood, in the soul cleansing blood of the Lamb.
Are your garments spotless? Are they white as snow? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Spotless, are they white as snow? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb?
Tell you he was good.
You sure did.
That's Larry Stevenson Band.
And
are you washed in the blood of the Lamb?
Amen.
Amen to that.
But we had some good groups out there, the Christmas in Highlands.
Yeah, man. Bobby Maynard tore it up.
He sure did. Streamliner.
He's got a good band right now.
Hey, he has got a great band.
I've known Bobby for years, and he's got the best band I've ever heard, except for the one I played with him. No, I'm just...
We have to get him in here one Sunday.
Yeah.
Come in and...
get him in here.
Well,
it's a busy month.
Yes, it is.
We're running to and fro. Are you busy, Linda?
You've got all your Christmas
Linda's
shopping.
Linda's got a sick mommy and shopping too and running to and fro, working 10 jobs. And,
absolutely.
And you're busy.
Everybody's busy right
your
now.
Your wife what to do.
Yes. I'm a go-getter.
And I'm running around like a chicken head cut off. So you know the solution to that is?
What is it? Tell me.
Go to McDonald's for dinner.
Amen.
I'm telling you, Jim, we're so busy at the house. We didn't even have time to go to the grocery last week. We leaned on McDonald's a bunch.
We leaned on them a whole lot.
Yeah. Great food, great prices. 20 chicken McNuggets for $5? Get out of here.
Can't beat that.
And you still ain't tried that that deluxe.
No, I still, the number one is my favorite.
Try the deluxe.
I will.
You can't go wrong. But our good friends McDonald's throughout each 14 locations throughout Eastern Kentucky, every one of them brand new.
Brand new.
And every community McDonald's is in, they give back to the community.
And the school system especially.
Exactly. Let's hear a good word from our friends at Mickey D's, and we'll be right back.
McRib. Hello, you delicious sandwich, you. How long's it been?
9 months, 3 days, 5 hours, 21
Honey,
minutes.
Honey, please, I'm trying to enjoy my McRib. Wait a minute, how'd you know that?
Because I've been waiting that long, too.
I love you.
Wait, me or the McRib?
The wait is over. The delicious McRib sandwich came back because of you. So come to McDonald's and enjoy its unique flavor that you love so much before it's gone again. Limited time only at participating locations.
Guy who's buying me lunch says what?
No, not gonna happen.
Come on, guy who's buying me lunch says what?
Stop it, cut it out. I'm not falling for that again.
Come on, I'm hungry. And I want to try this new McValue menu from McDonald's. They have 3-piece mozzarella sticks or 4-piece chicken McNuggets for just a buck. And they even have a new triple cheeseburger.
What?
I knew you'd say what. Let's go. Let's go right now. Let's go, let's go.
Where are the
keys?
Go.
For a limited time, price and participation may vary.
All right, I got hungry listening to that.
Buddy, I did too. When are we going to eat?
I'm telling you. My good buddy Danny Davis was out at Christmas in the
Highlands. I seen him out there. And he played down at
Beefing It Up.
He's done a real job.
He's got a brand new CD out. He sang tenor on the Time Travelers.
Oh, did he really?
To me, one of the best tenor singers in the country. I'm telling you.
He's good.
Here's a brand new cut off Danny's CD. This one's called Weapon of Prayer. Here's Danny Davis.
In that land across the sea, there's a job for you and me. Though our presence there may not be found,
stand each night and day on the battle lines and pray. We must never lay our weapons down. We don't have to be a soldier in a uniform to be of service over there. While the boys so bravely stand with their weapons made by hand, let us trust and use the weapon of shed their blood today with a heart so true and brave. They're gone to the war that's yours and mine. Let us join the battle line with a weapon that will save our home. You don't have to be a soldier in a uniform service over there. While the boys so bravely stand with their weapons made by hand, let us trust and use the weapon of prayer.
Flat, good CD. Absolutely. By Danny Davis.
That is
Danny,
a great
I didn't know you
CD.
Had it in you.
That's true. But we need to get Danny and get the couple of them, maybe give them away on you.
Yeah. I don't know. Danny's pretty tight.
Is he tight?
Yeah. I'll just go ahead and say it. I had to beg for that one. You know, he gave me one and he said, here's one already open.
Yeah.
But he's a good boy.
He's
good my
singer.
Neighbor out there. He don't live too far from me. One of the best tenor singers I ever met.
He is a good singer.
Linda Lou, if you ever had do you have a family lawyer?
No.
You need one.
You need one.
789-1111.
1-1. Remember that.
Who are we talking about?
We're talking about
best law firm in Paintsville, Kentucky.
Yes, buddy. Osborne, O'Brien, and Butcher.
And we're not talking about Jim O'Brien.
Nope. That's a different one.
Because that'd be a whole different creature.
I
think you'd be a good lawyer, Jim.
I don't know if it would or not, Dave.
Huh?
Don't know. I'd like to try it sometime.
Well, you need to go down and talk to
Brett.
I
like to argue every now and then.
Yeah, you like to argue? Well, Brett's pretty good at arguing.
He sure is. And got a gun, and from a good family and good reputation.
Yeah.
And they're a young law firm, and you know when you're young and starting out, you have to make that name for yourself.
Don't brag on Brett being young too bad. He ain't that young.
Well, got to make
I bet he's
good.
Smiling ear to ear right now.
Wouldn't you?
Oh, yeah. He's a great attorney.
He is a great attorney, and they're located right here in Paintsville, 412 2nd Street.
412 2nd Street.
2nd Street. And what's that number again?
Even I can remember this.
You can remember this one.
789-1111.
Now, how much easier is that?
You can't be. Everybody needs a family attorney.
Absolutely.
At some point in your life,
you will need one.
Like the time Linda socked me in the gut, I thought about sooner.
Eat too much that day.
I know. But, you know, if you've got a will you want made, a living will, or you've been in a car accident.
Absolutely.
Let these people protect you. They can do it. And Brett Butcher's one of the best. He talks our language, Jim.
Absolutely. And if before you ever sign any kind of a piece of paper, let him look it over.
Exactly. That's our good friend, Brett Butcher at
Osborne, O'Brien and Butcher at 412 2nd Street, right here in Paintsville. And the number is easy to remember,
789-1111.
1111.
You can't forget it.
Nope.
You cannot forget it.
That's easy. And they may have picked that number just so people wouldn't forget it.
Philip Howard, king of the hardware store.
Yeah. If he heard that right there, he'd make you...
We'd lose a sponsor. Have you been out there lately?
No, it's been a day or two since I've been out there.
He tore up like a train wreck about Christmas.
Well, he's got so much going on out there.
And he's got some great gifts out
Absolutely.
There.
Absolutely. And having trouble keeping all that stuff...
Jimmy's got an Echo chainsaw out there. Was $379.99. Now for $325.
That's unbelievable.
That's flabbergasting. Now, his crew has said that he's working them to death. And we're still thinking about joining the union. And I say we are, because I don't know about you. Every time I go out there, I have to work.
You have to work. Yeah.
I've been kind of shying away from the place. What if he does his customers like that?
I don't know. He may do that.
I went out there the other day just by a furnace field and put me to work.
Well?
And me buying something. I told him we can't work like that.
That makes it rough. That
heater headquarters.
Absolutely.
He needs to get some air conditioners.
The way it is right now. That's for sure, Dave.
No, he's got any type of heater you want. He has those infrared. Thank you, Jim. Heaters. He's got cold wood stoves out there, and he's got those MF stoves, the greener ones. Go out and see him and have him explain how much you can save on your power boy.
And right now would be a good time to put him in with the weather we're having right now.
I think I'll just call him Mr. Heat.
Mr. Heat. And Hardware.
Mr. Heat Hardware. He's got wood stove, heat master stoves, wood chippers. Dog houses. He needs a dog house.
We all do some of that.
And that fishing home. Man.
That's amazing.
He's going to either have to add on or go through the roof or something. I've never seen such.
And the weather we're having right now, there's still a lot of people out there fishing.
You better know it. You better know it. Phillips Heat and Hardware. He's got some toys out there for the kiddies, too. Did you know that? Jim bought me a case knife out there last year.
Have you cut yourself yet?
No, but it's a dandy knife, I'll tell you that.
If you ever do, just call Brett now.
Yeah, I'll just call Brett if I ever run into trouble. We're talking about our good friends at Phillips Heat and Hardware. Located on the Paintsville Lake Road in Staffordsville, right across from our good buddy...
Conley Tire.
So, Phil's been known to go off to some of these conventions, and that's what part of the grievance is with the team. He won't take nobody with him. So, anyway, it's about time to play our theme song, number 18. Jim, there's a lot going on these days with
Absolutely.
Religious freedoms, and I can speak for Jim when I say this, is that we feel, this is me and Jim,
yep,
feel that you have a right to be anything you want to be.
Absolutely. That's what this country was built on.
We'll defend you to the day you die on that.
Yep.
But we'll defend what we believe, too.
Absolutely.
And there's a lot going on right in this county right now that needs to change.
Absolutely.
And I pray to God, the man in control, that that'll start
we'll take care of it.
Changing this week.
Yep.
Here's a song from Third Time Out. Sums it up, what's going on right now, better than anything. What in the world... is this world come to? And I want to specify and say, what world is this county coming to?
Absolutely.
Here's Third Time Out.
Mm-hmm. I called a friend of mine up in North Platte, Nebraska. She said, how you doing? I said, fine, but let me ask you. I heard it on the news that they closed down the mill. She said, I've been scraping by just trying to pay the bills. And I don't know what I'm gonna do for Christmas. If the kids wake up and find that Santa's missed us. What in the world is this world coming to? Tell me, what in God's name are we gonna do? The thing that never changes are the changes we go through. What in the world is this world coming to? Hard for everyone, from carpenters to teachers. Why's the money rolling in for politicians and Wall Streeters? Seems that we've forgotten all about the golden rule. Never should have let them take the prayer out of the school. No one knows just what in God we trust. Love of money has made a fool of us. What in the world is this world coming to? Tell me, what in God's name are we gonna do? The thing that never changes are the changes we go through. What in the world is this world coming to?
Boy, ain't that true, Jim?
Absolutely. What's this world coming to?
Tell you what, it makes me want to cry when I look around me. And you know, Jim, your daughter's fairly young, and
absolutely.
Mine is too. And my grandchildren, I know you haven't got any grandchildren yet, but glad to see what's coming for them folks.
Well, look what we've seen just in our lifetime.
Oh, buddy. It's sad. It's sad. Well, we're going to kick it up and be thankful for God and be happy. And God's in control.
Absolutely, Dave.
And we're going to spread a little joy right now. You call us at 7890318, folks, during this song from Marlena Van Hoos, and we'll put you live on the radio, and you can sing your Christmas song. And we promise you, we will not come and eat your ham with you. That's why people ain't calling.
That's it.
7890318 for a chance to win a ham next week. Call us. Here's Marlena Van Hoos, who is just sweeping the country right now.
It's sad.
Because he first loved me. That's Marlena Van Hoosen. He loves us to this day, Jim.
He sure does. Each and every one of us.
That's right. Well, we've got a singer on the line.
We sure have.
Who do we have there? Don't have him yet, Linda Lou.
Kathy Maxey.
Hi, Kathy. How are you?
Okay, how are you?
Good. Where you come from?
Ellett County, Kentucky.
Oh, there's some great singers out of Ellett County.
There sure are.
Several of them. Keith Whitley, Sammy Atkins. Whew. What are you going to sing for us, Kathy?
Joy to the World.
What's your last name, Kathy?
Maxey.
Maxey. Spell that for me.
M-A-X-I-E.
Just like it sounds. Me and Jim ain't too bright.
No.
Go ahead and sing for us.
Joy to the world, the Lord has come. Let earth receive a King. Let every heart prepare Him room. And heaven and nature sing, and heaven and nature sing, and heaven and nature sing.
Did I tell you they sang down there, Jim?
Ellett County is above right now.
There you go.
Great.
Well, Kathy, you tune in next week. We're going to give that ham away, and if you hear your name, you got 10 minutes to call us.
Okay, thank you.
All righty. We got another one on the line going to sing. Who we got here? Who we got? Do we have anybody on the phone?
Yes.
Who we got?
Brenda Sarton.
Brenda, where are you from, honey?
Fort Gay, West Virginia.
Oh, I think I remember you. What's your last name?
Sarton.
S-A-R-T-I-N.
Boy, if I remember right, you sing pretty good.
That's what I was thinking.
Folks, this is going to be some tough competition right here. What are you going to sing for us today?
Beautiful Star.
Let her go.
Oh, beautiful star of Bethlehem, shining afar through shadows dim, guiding the light for those long have gone, guiding the wise men on their way unto the land of perfect day. Oh, beautiful star of Bethlehem, shine on.
Hey, that was great.
Hey, this is going to be a hard, tough competition.
Linda, we're going to have to turn it over to you.
We may have to let Linda pick.
Thanks for calling, Linda. We appreciate
Thanks
you, honey.
Thanks for calling both of you that called in. Appreciate it.
Let's hear a few good words from our sponsors, and we'll be right back.
Rely on Fannin Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning for your home's comfort. Fannin Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning has the experience and the quality American standard products to assure warm weather doesn't compromise your ability to enjoy your home. Are you looking for a reliable system to keep you cool during the warm days right on up to the hottest, muggy periods? Then trust Fannin's on Main Street in Paintsville. Let American Standard products match your exact needs and specifications, and it's all backed by the years of know-how you only get from Fannin's Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning of Paintsville, your American Standard dealer. Also, check our financing program, and Fannin's always gives free estimates. Call today at 789-3696.
You've raised a family and made important decisions all your life. Now it's time to enjoy yourself. Now it's time more than ever to make one more plan and prearrange your final wishes. At Jones Preston Funeral Home, they can help you take care of tomorrow. They have a wide range of prearrangement plans, including our Descendant Protection Plan, offered at no cost to you. Give yourself peace of mind today and protect your family during an emotional life experience. Call Jones Preston Funeral Home. They'll help you plan for tomorrow. Jones Preston Funeral Home Incorporated. They're located at 807 South Mayo Trail in Paintsville, Kentucky. Phone 789-3501. Or check them out on the web at jones/prestonfuneralhome.com. Jones Preston Funeral Homes, proud sponsor of Bluegrass in the Highlands. on Sundays here on WSIP, the Jones Preston Funeral Home, dedicated to those we serve. James Preston, carrying on the tradition at Jones Preston Funeral Home.
That's a good buddy, James Andrews. Carrying on the tradition at Jones Preston Funeral Home, Starfire Hill. Linda, have you ever been up to, had a chance to go up and see the funeral home or have family there? It's a wonderful facility.
It's, and the parking, I mean, they have got every accommodation that you would need.
They got a chapel on site, Jim. Absolutely. And you know, their hospitality and their gentleness in a time of need, it goes above and beyond anything I've ever witnessed.
Absolutely, Dave.
James has put together one of the finest teams up there that you can get.
And the teams is people right here local.
Yeah.
I mean, I'd say you'd know it. Everybody in the county would probably know at least one of them on his team.
They hang your coat up for you. They greet you with a smile and a
sure
hug.
Do.
They don't care to hug.
Good
they
sing.
They wives.
Good. Linda said they'd sing good.
Oh, yeah. They're just great people. James Andrew, one best between the lakes forever. There's a reason for that.
Absolutely. That says a whole lot.
That's exactly right. That's our good friends at Jones Preston Funeral Home, carrying on the tradition, and also our good friends at Fannin. I thank the world of these people.
They're great people.
They're some of the finest people in the world.
They are.
Love them to death. If you need any heating, cooling, plumbing, electric done, go see our good friends at Fannin. They've been in business forever. Located down here on Main Street in Paintsville.
And they've been one of your sponsors for a long time.
Them and Jones and they Persons. Are Bluegrass in the Highlands' oldest sponsor.
Yeah.
So.
So what does that take?
It tells me a lot. They're good
man.
People.
You ain't a kid.
I don't know if they're hanging out with me and you if they're good.
it may help our reputation by hanging out with them.
Jim, I've had such a good time today.
I have two, and it's already just about time.
We're going to have a busy week next week, brother.
Absolutely.
We're giving away a ham. Santa Claus is in the house.
Yes. And Linda's going to sing for us.
You going to be here, Linda?
We're
going to bring Linda's Christmas present.
What are you going to sing for us next week?
We're going to bring your Christmas present next week. They'll all be here next week. We'll be coming bearing gifts. So.
Oh.
So, now, me and Jim spent somewhere right under $1,000 for you. Way, I don't know how far under, but.
it's beneath there somewhere.
Yeah, it's under $1,000, but it's right in.
But I think he said he spent over $1,000 on Nikki.
Oh, thanks, Jim. I appreciate that.
He's going to buy her new. He's going to get her a new car this year.
Yeah, thanks. Yeah, I went on a date to Lexington. It cost me thousands.
Oh, my. Worth it, though, wasn't it?
Yeah. Come out and see us in church tonight, the Highland Church of Christ. Services start at 6 o'clock, or you can get on the World Wide Web at www.highlandchurchfamily.com. And Jim and I would like to remind you, if you're a Christian today and you have a problem with something going on in the county, we pray that you act like a Christian.
Amen.
Handle it in a Christian way.
Let the Lord's light
shine. Let the Lord work.
He can do things that we can't do.
That's exactly right. Till we see you next week, thanks for all the call-ins today. We love you, and thanks for listening to us.
Amen.
Bunch of yahoos.
Till we
see
you next
week,
that.
Always smile. The sun shines good for your teeth.
And always remember, keep the Lord Jesus Christ number one in your life.
We'll see you next week. See you, Jim.
See you, Dave.
Father, redeemed the good and blessed. Yonder in glory dwell the crown, His won. For Jesus is now that starting fire, brighter and brighter He will shine. Oh, beautiful star of Bethlehem, shine on. Oh, beautiful star,
beautiful star
of Bethlehem,
star of Bethlehem,
shine upon us.
Tuning in to Bluegrass in the Highlands with your hosts, David Bowling and Jim O'Brien. Always remember, the sun shines good for your teeth, and always, first and foremost, put the Lord Jesus Christ in your life. See us again next Sunday, 2 o'clock to 3 o'clock p.m. Bluegrass in the Highlands.